Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
On this lovely, funky, free Friday night, we are here, and tonight is our love and relationship chat talk, where we want to help you have happy, healthy, and wholesome relationships. And so we have some questions also on the table, and we'll get right to those also. We really started having this show so that we can talk about love and relationships, how to have a good relationship, a healthy relationship, a fulfilled relationship. And we want to know tonight here at the Black Butter Love Show, what do you think about marriage when it comes to marriage? Do you marry for love, sex, security, or something else? People marry for all kinds of reasons. Maybe you have a child. That person looks good. You're marrying into a family with money. He makes you or she makes you feel good in bed or out of bed or whatever it is. What do you think that people are marrying for? What did you get married for? What should people marry for? For instance, I believe it was Dr. Umar Johnson. I listened to a lecture of his, and he spoke about how other groups, they marry more so for a business relationship to increase or magnify the power or money of families, to unite the power and the money of families. Whereas, you know, some cultures or groups may just marry because this is a family that you're friends with, you have good relationships or something, and you feel like your two children are just perfect for each other, so you may have arranged marriages. Some people marry for sex. The sex was so good, I just had to marry that person. So we want to hear from you, like, what are your reasons for being married? What are your reasons? What do you look for in your mate? What do you want? What is it? What are your expectations in a relationship? What is your marriage situation? And would you be open to an open relationship? Would that be something that you may be willing to participate in or adopt in your relationship? Since so many people may complain about infidelity in a relationship. Should you just have an open relationship? And especially if you know that you're one of those types of people that like to have more than one partner, then should you just be upfront with your partner and say, listen, we can do this, but I like to have other partners. Maybe that person is okay with it. So should we just do that? Should you just go into a relationship saying, hey, this is going to be an open relationship? And right now, I can't see the switchboard, unfortunately. I'm unable to log in, so that I hope I can get
you. I just sent that information to your email.
You just sent it. I'm looking right now. I am. Scotty, you got to forgive me. You know, I've been in this moving situation, and my password book is somewhere packed. I'm not even unpacked. And my computer crashed this evening on me, so I just returned from the store trying to return this computer, set it up, and get going. So we are going to be on the road in just a second. You know what? I entered this, Scotty, and for some reason it didn't take. I thought this was, this is the information I entered. I thought I knew it by heart, so let me try this again, because I know we have some people waiting to get on. I know we have Feather Light. Could you open up Feather Light's mic for me, Scotty, if you will?
Oh, you're the only one on right now.
Oh, okay. So she should be calling in just a second. Okay. So we are, and for some reason that is not letting me get in. I don't know what the problem is. That's what I was trying. I tried this. Okay. Let's see. All right. Everybody just bear with us momentarily. Let me get lines working. I see Icy Hot is trying to get online with us. We are going to get this rolling so we can talk about marriage. And what are you looking for? All right, let's see if this will get us in. And it's not. I don't understand. Why? What is the problem? Why am I not able to?
What is it telling you? Incorrect password or something?
Credentials. Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's all lower caps and not caps or anything.
Okay, let me just double check. Let's see. Let me in. Please let me in. And there we are. Yay. Okay. All right. Now we are.
See, I'm an internet guru.
Huh?
I say I'm an internet guru. You know, I used to do tech service work, helping people figure things out. What's wrong? Well, ma'am, let me see if I can help you.
And you sure did it. It was just you being on here, because I tell you, I'm almost certain I entered this in all different kinds of ways. But you know what? I think I was putting one extra word on that password, but I took it off and I still can't get in. I don't know. But anyway, nevertheless, we are here. Thank you so very much, Scotty. Thank you. And how are you doing there in North Carolina? You guys stand in the news quite a bit up there in North Carolina with that bathroom. What is it, HB2 or something?
Yeah, but that bathroom, they calling it the bathroom bill, but also contained in that bill was to prevent people access to state courts to sue for racism, ageism, you know, firing people because you don't want to pay their full pension or what have you, just making it difficult. And then the other thing they did, and I just found out about this one, was, you know how these different cities have been passing the $15 an hour wage, minimum wage, they put on that bill to prevent any city or any municipality or anyone from raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. So I'm suffering behind these enemy lines, just like everybody else in the heart of Dixie.
In the heart of Dixie. So you mean to tell me within the bill states that what, North Carolina can't raise the minimum wage?
Right, nowhere in the states. They're a bunch of Nazis in Raleigh. All Republicans. They control all levels of the state government. here, you know, the Senate, the House, and the governor, Pat McCrory. And so, you know, just like they passed a law saying that counties can't vote to remove these Confederate racist terrorist symbols from courthouses and other public spaces. They passed a law, you know, to prevent that. So, yeah, that's how I'm doing it. That's how we doing in North Carolina.
I see. I tell you, I mean, North Carolina, goodness gracious. And it's just, every time I turn on the news, if it's not Donald Trump, it's what's going on with North Carolina. Speaking of which, I still want someone to explain to me why Bernie Sanders should drop out of the race. So that Hillary can have a better chance of beating Clinton. I still want somebody to explain that to me, how that whole process will work out, because I'm still learning. I just learned about superdelegates and how the superdelegates actually work and who are they. So I'm still learning. I always love to learn, especially about anything that's going to affect me. So I would love, not that I think that Bernie Sanders would be a better president for us in particularly, but I just know Hillary Clinton, she's not the one. Like I said before, I can't even hold my nose and go vote for her. That I just cannot do. But please, somebody tell me. Tell me that strategy. Explain it to me, because I could be missing something. So just explain that strategy to me as to why Bernie Sanders should drop out of the race so that Hillary would have a better chance of beating Bernie, because I just don't get it. I just don't. I'm clueless on that end, and I would love to be enlightened. I certainly would. So we're going to dig into our topic for tonight, but I'm going to get my clip together here. The brother that I love to hear from Afro Consciousness, as soon as I can get my clip together, we will hear some relationship advice from him. But back to some of our questions. Arranged marriages. I would love to hear, what do you think about arranged marriages, since there is such a high number of divorce, there's a high divorce rate. I think it's 75% of people that are married like tend to divorce over finances. So I would love to hear also from you. Just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, and press pound, and we will get you right in, because I want to hear what you think about arranged marriages. I would love to hear what you have to say about open relationships. Hey, I say hi. I thought that you were calling me, but I was trying to log on to the radio. I couldn't switch over. Welcome in, Icy.
Oh, no problem. I just thought I was just trying to check to see if you were going to go on. I thought, well, let me try.
Mm-hmm. We are here. I say hi. How are things going? How was your Bible study class tonight?
Well, I don't teach my class on during the summer break, so we're off for summer break. Oh. We'll start back up in September.
Oh, okay.
For our collegium, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. I don't have my hot topics in front of me as of yet, and Delta will be on shortly to share some hot topics.
Okay.
But she did share something with me. She told me that her grandson, I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning this, but she said that her grandson had to come home today so that he could use the restroom. And so I was like, well, why does he have to come all the way home? You have to pick him up so that he can use the restroom. And after she explained to me, I was just horrified. She said that the children at the school, when you're in the stalls using the restroom, the other children harass you. They start throwing stuff at you. They peep at you, looking at your, you know, genitals and all kinds of things like that. I said, are you serious? So she said that the school secretary told her that it's very common for children to come into the office and call their parents to pick them up so that they can come home and use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they peep at them.
I'm surprised. I had never heard anything like that.
They do that at my children's school, too. They peep at them
where are the hall monitors at?
They
need bathrooms.
They're on their own. They're on their own. There's no hall monitors in a lot of the schools.
Because I remember in Memphis, it was an elementary school. They used to harass the children and rape them in the bathroom. You know, the other students. I mean, literally rape them. And a lot of it would be gang rapes, girl-on-girl gang rapes, things like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I remember one time there was this little boy. They were trying to initiate him into a gang. And they kept, you know, flushing his head down in the toilet like they see on these movies and slamming the toilet seat on his head. And, of course, the boy died.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, bathrooms in the school seem very, very unsafe. So I was just like thinking like, well, you know, what could be done? I mean, do you need like a parents association to come and like monitor the bathroom, like stand outside or stand inside or what?
Ladies, I have to chime in and then I'm going to be quiet, but... I'm assuming that all of this crime that's being committed in the bathrooms is by transgenders, huh?
Actually, the incident that I was speaking of in Memphis, that was from a girl. They call themselves GT.
I was just being sarcastic.
Girls. Yeah, well, you know, girls
take over.
I was just being sarcastic, but that's what's going on if you listen to Republicans in North Carolina. And to be honest with you, there was really no issue with transgender people using the bathroom here. It wasn't like we were seeing a bunch of news reports of them raping little girls in the bathroom and stuff like that. But to hear you mention that report that our children aren't even safe going to the bathroom in school, And where is the attention on that? Where are the bills on that? Where is the funding for safety measures that are obviously needed?
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. Instead of defunding schools. I mean, hire a few retirees that wouldn't mind just walking the halls, monitoring the children in the bathroom. You know... I mean, it's for the kids' safety, so, I mean, what's the big deal? Nice little retiree that don't mind spending a little time at the school, a couple hours a day. What's the big deal? How difficult would that be to organize for the children? Seems like there's ought to be something that people can look into. I don't know. Is it that hard? What you think, Mother Hattie? You were in the school system.
Well, one problem with bringing in the volunteers, you have a gap now with values and standards. So old school meet new school is a lot more difficult, because children are allowed now a lot more freedom and power than you could even imagine. That could be create, you know, a little bit more conflict and problems for schools if they did it that way, rather than hiring the staff to do it, and they're saying they don't have the money to hire the staff to do it. But it seems to me, and they do have volunteers to come in, but the volunteers are usually dealing with reading to them and that academic portion, and rather than the dealing with the behavioral stuff.
Dealing more so with most of their lessons.
Teaching them how to read, teaching them, you know, the mathematics and that sort of thing, is basically reading and math and writing that they get the volunteers in to help students with. You won't find any volunteers around doing that kind of work as far as helping children to behave themselves, other than when they go on field trips. When they go on field trips, they get more, you know, parent volunteers, I know, to take a look at that, and that's like at the elementary school level, usually. High school level, middle school level, they're usually staff people that deal with discipline, even on field trips. That's the children or something else.
I just think, I just think that if I kept hearing that was like a major issue going on in the bathroom, I guess because I'm just an organizer, I just think in an organized mindset, and I just would like try to figure out how can we come up with a solution to it, how can we get a group of people to monitor the bathrooms. So,
it's good if you can find somebody to do it. I don't think they're around looking.
Ladies, did y'all see the report I reported on my program today, and it's posted on our Facebook page about the little 12-year-old black girl went on a go to a predominantly white private school. They went on a school field trip, and she come back with rope burns on her neck. I mean, the rope burns look like actually she been cut with a straight razor or something, and it's healing or something. But the school talking about it was an accident, that the children were playing a game with a rope in a tree.
Yes, I heard about that, and that's one of the stories that Delta is supposed to come on and report about tonight. But yes, and she's like a young girl too, like a little
12.
Yeah.
What did she say? We don't care what the school say. What did she say is the question to me.
Well, the family suing and saying that she had been suffering racial bullying for the past 30 days. But my question is you know, at did you ever think about taking your child out of that school?
If the little girl been coming home saying that she's been harassed, yes, Scotty.
And how long has she been at that school?
That I don't know, but it was a private school, so I imagine either she got in there with a scholarship or you know, she comes from a fluent black family. But, you know, I was talking about that earlier today about, you know, how we sometimes want to put our children in elite schools and predominantly white schools, and then, you know, they face these sort of social issues pertaining to racism, you know, with the children.
When I first heard about this story, I couldn't believe it. I was driving down the street, so I really couldn't pull it up. But I'm gonna definitely look into this story. What city did it happen in, Scotty? You know?
Not right off, but I can check real quick. I believe it happened. Let's see, where is that story?
While you're doing that, looking up that, Scotty, let me ask you all, have you heard about what's going on in Belize?
No, what's going on in Belize?
Guatemala.
I'm sorry. Okay, this happened in Texas.
You got it, Scotty, going.
This happened in Texas.
It was reported in the
Dallas Morning News at Live Oak Classical School.
Oh, Live Oak Classical School. Okay. Okay, Dallas Girls School. Okay. And so what's happening in Belize? Okay.
Guatemala has sent 3,000 troops, 3,000 soldiers to the border of Belize. Now, there aren't that many black people in Belize, but it is interesting. When I was looking at that story, Guatemala is right near it, and interestingly enough, Belize has a Guatemalan president, and so it almost looks like to me they want to take that land over for some reason. And that's going to be pretty devastating for the people, for the Belize the people there that have, you know, the native people that have been there, they've been living, you know, close proximity of Guatemala, and they should have known something was coming when an elected official, the president of Belize, you know, the Guatemalan president came, ran for president, won the election. Who knows what's going on with that? I hate to blame America for everything, but wonder if they're at the root of it. But the other thing is that it was precipitated, they say, because the Belize enforcement, law enforcement people either injured or murdered a 12-year-old Guatemalan child, 12-year-old. So, yeah, it's, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Brazil, the female president has been removed, and the person that has taken over, I can't pronounce his name, but he's appointed like an all-white, all-male cabinet. And
yep.
This president, yes, she said that she felt that the cabinet should represent the people, and over 50% of the people in Brazil identify themselves as black African. And this man has come, they have removed this woman and in place this man. Here we go once again with these removing people that we don't want to see. Well, we don't think you should be here. We think that this person should be in office. All these coups taking place, and this woman has been removed. So,
yeah.
Once again, I mean, this we see this happen over and over again. But I'm looking at this story before we go to break. Rope burned to neck of black girl, 12 ignites dispute. So a rope burn, 12-year-old Texas black girl received around her neck. Let me see here, wait a minute. Let me get this. Let me send this number out to someone I'm trying to call in. Okay, that is the right number. 715. Mm-hmm. Okay. Trying to do too many things at one time. Okay. So anyway, 12 years of age. So she received the burns around her neck during an overnight school camp out. And the girl's mother is asking, was she victimized by racially motivated bullying by her sixth grade classmates? Okay, so she's Sandy Rowley of Waco has retained a lawyer to press a personal injury claim against Live Oak Classical School, private school where her daughter is enrolled. Oh my God, and there's a picture of, they had that around her neck good too, good and tight. And from what I heard earlier, she was able to pull some of the pieces of the rope from out of the injury on her neck. And so, okay, the school trustee, Jeremy Counselor, of course, he's saying the girl was injured accidentally by a rope swing and accused Rugley's attorney of exploiting the accident for financial gain. The student received first aid treatment immediately after the accident by a parent chaperone who is also a physician. And she was able to enjoy the remainder of the field trip. With some scars like that, how was she able to enjoy? No, they should have called her parents right away. But I'm sure they did her just like they did me, like I was done when I was at La Petite, and when things would happen to me. I was the only black child at this daycare center. And when things would happen to me, they wouldn't call my mom. And then at the end of the day, when she came to pick me up, and when I would tell her, then I remember her having to get out the car, go back in, and asked them why didn't they call her.
And I was and what happened?
And I was a day. Well, you know, as a child, you know, my mom wasn't like these parents these days when they have you all up in the business. I had to sit over to the side, so I don't know exactly what she communicated to them, but I just remember sitting over to the side at 4 or 5 years of age and watching my mom argue with them and asking them, whatever, you know, why didn't you call me? Because I would tell her, oh, Mom, this happened. A bee stung me, or this fell on me, or this child threw up on me. I mean, like other children would throw up or something. And they wouldn't call my mom and say, hey, bring her some new clothes. You know, like the schools would do today. Hey, bring your baby some new clothes. I mean, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff would happen to me at that school. And my mom stayed up there. Just constantly arguing and battling with them. I remember one time there was the school pictures were scheduled. They didn't even send my mom home anything to tell her today or whatever day is going to be school picture day, you know, dress up, blah, blah, blah. I come home with these little, you know how they send you home with the little school negatives, the little pictures, the little sample pictures. And my mom said, when did you take these pictures? And I told her. She was like, why didn't you bring something home? And I said, they didn't give me anything. I remember her having to come up there about that. Why didn't y'all tell me? These are her school pictures. You didn't have me. You didn't send a note home so that I could put her dress on and blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's take a quick break and we will come back, and I'm going to come back with this clip on Black Love.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
What's that?
Okay, and we're back here at the Lotus Place, and we're going to dig into this clip on how to love a black woman. No, relationship advice for black women and men. And we want you to call in 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. Press pound, and then press star 61 if you'd like to share a comment.
What's up, African family? Welcome to this lesson dedicated to relationship. It's a relationship advice. I got a sister who asked me to create a lesson, an advisor about relationship. She said she's in love with a brother, but then sometimes they argue. Sometimes the brother doesn't show enough respect for her, and she's not sure whether she walks away or she stays with him. So how to deal with conflict, with the arguments in a relationship? So relationship. So relationship advice. Before I start this lesson, I'll ask our ancestors to give me the permission to deliver this lesson. Duana Cheru. Relationship advice. My brothers, my sisters, whenever you want to find an answer to a question in your life, whether it's love, whether it's finance, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual, you go back to Africa, and in Africa, the entire African Kemetic civilization is based around a family. So what you have what is called the pyramid. The pyramid represents three human beings. So you have Auset, the woman, the black woman, the sister. You have Ausar, and then you have Heru. Heru is the child, is the son or the daughter. Two human beings, they come together, they have a relationship, and then they create a child. That's how the entire civilization was created, based on a family. So this is a family. A very important element is to remember that in African culture, sexual relationships is not physical. It's a spiritual celebration. If you get into European culture, sex becomes physical. And that's why you have people who make a lot of money with pornography. You have naked women on films in Hollywood. The dominant, the macho, is all about the physical, to demonstrate the physical. And that's why you have movements such as feminism. Is the female trying to gain power, to become power over the male. So it's a conflict between the male and the female. In African civilization, you don't find this conflict. It's a relationship based on respect. And then once you're starting to detach yourself to adopt a different culture, then you get conflict. If you want to understand, if you want to find a solution for a problem in a relationship, you look to the story of Auset and Ausar. Auset was dedicated to his wife. Auset was dedicated to her husband. They were deeply in love. And then they sacrificed things for one another. Here, sacrifice. They had a vision, and the vision was to have a child, to have a family. So when you get into a relationship, it's important that you and your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife, you define the destination. Where are we going as a couple? Is this just to have fun or to be friends? Do you want to one day to create a family? Do you see yourself as a father? Do you see yourself as a mother? These are important questions, because otherwise we are wasting our time. And sometimes maybe the person wants to use and abuse you. So if you ask questions, you're making research. So you have to research. What is the vision? Do we share the same vision? Do we share the same purpose? Because I can tell you, 99.9% of sisters, of black women, they want to have children, they want to have family. The brothers, they want to have family. And then, in order to have a peaceful relationship, is to think, today we're having an argument, or we're not agreeing in one specific element, but is this bigger than our family? Is this bigger than the child that we're going to have? Can we overcome this challenge in the name of the family? Can we sacrifice? In relationship, you have to sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. Auset sacrificed herself for Ausar. Ausar sacrificed himself, and that's why you have the hero. Heru is where the word hero comes from. In African culture, when a man and a woman come together, they create a child. That child is a hero. Maybe the child is not aware, but then the child is a hero. For you to exist, your mother and father, they came together. Your mother was Auset, your father was Ausar. They came together to create you. You are the hero, the hero. Once you're born, the task of your mother or your father is to help you to become a hero, to help you to discover yourself, to become the best of yourself. And then one day you will have also the opportunity to create a hero. So the relationship has to be based on a vision, on a long-term vision. In relationship, you have to allow somebody to influence you in order to influence them. You have to think on the quality of the influence. Is this beneficial for our relationship? Is this person a positive influence on me? Is he taking care of me? Is he respecting me? Is he helping me to study, to go, to discover a higher consciousness, to become a better person, or is trying to bring me down? Because if the influence is negative, here, if the influence is negative, it's damaging for the relationship. You can tell the person, look, I love you and I want to be with you, but then for the last few months I've noticed that the influence on me has been negative. Can you please change? You have to be clear. There must be communication in a relationship. It's very important, brothers and sisters, because we will make mistakes. We are human beings. And then if you don't tell me that I'm making mistakes, I don't know it. You can't just assume I know what's going on in your mind. You have to ask questions. You have to tell me. We have to talk to one another. And then very, very, very important, communication. Very, very important, TV. Don't watch television. When you are in a relationship with a person, don't watch television. Television was designed to destroy relationships for financial reasons. They want you to become materialistic. You buy things. You can buy gifts. You can make clothes for your wife or for your husband. Communication, my brothers and sisters. You need to develop yourself as an individual. So you study psychology. You study communication. You study health eating. You develop new habits. When you go into a relationship, you need to understand that it's not just about you. You are getting into a union with the other person, and the other person has habits, negative habits, positive habits. You will learn things, but you also reject things. You can do it nicely and gently, and sometimes silently. There has to be a respect. There must be mutual respect between the two individuals. And then you must be united by a vision for the future. Where are we going in 10 years? Are we going to be together? Do we plan to have a family? I can teach you some skills and you can teach me skills. We can now start to have our family planning, financial planning, plan for the future. How much money are we going to need? What are we going to live? What type of house are we going to have? So you're building a dream together. It's not just about you or the other person. So you create an environment in which you can talk every day. No television in the house. Because then you're starting to look into your relationship from a different perspective, from the eyes of white people. White people are a different kind of people. They have their own relationship, their own values here. Values. They have their own values, they have their own culture, they have their own laws, they have their own ways of living, which is nothing to do with yours. So you can't try to copy what other people are doing, the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they eat. You are unique. You have to respect yourself and to show the other person that you respect yourself. You also have to give space and time for people to develop, to reveal themselves. And then if you find that the person is not highly developed, you don't criticize them, you help them to develop. They will be very grateful for that. Also be grateful, show that you're grateful to the person, not being an inferior complex, but being grateful, saying thank you, and being gentle to them, being kind, and being very honest. When you are honest with a person, you show that you're respecting them. It's not just about the words, it's about the acts and the behavior. So relationship, my brothers and sisters, requires different skills. Communication skills, psychology, personal development, healthy eating, and then of course a long-term vision. When you are in a relationship, you will have conflicts. We are human beings. You might have arguments, but then strive to avoid arguments. If you find that someone wants to get into an argument, you avoid it. You walk away into a different room, or you go for a run, and you avoid an argument. And then you're trying to bring the person into the vision and say, look, you and I are together to create a family, a beautiful family, a beautiful child. Today it was not very good, but then we move forward. We forget what's happened in the past. We learn and we develop as individuals. I will make more films about the central message is communication skills and study of psychology, of understanding, and then you ignore your ego. Study the culture of your ancestors. This is very important. You need to study the culture of your ancestors because you know who you are, you know where you're going, you know where you are. Avoid television, avoid junk food, avoid materialism, avoid conflicts, avoid arguments. Be nice, be kind, be honest, be gentle, be romantic. Be always happy next to the person. It's very difficult for you to be happy and the person be miserable. They will eventually come into your place. So you are influencing them silently, positively, without forcing them. You are always positive, you are always seeking into the positive elements. and you are always reading. You are always reading. One of the best strategies is for you to buy books. Buy powerful books. Inspirational books written by black people, and give it to your husband. Give it to your wife. Give it to your girlfriend. Give it to your boyfriend. This will say, she respects me. He respects me. And he wants me to develop. She wants me to develop. She loves me because she is helping me to learn new ideas. She doesn't want just to have a fight, an argument, or just eating junk food. She wants me to become a better person. So when it comes to relationship, my brothers and sisters, look for communication skills, psychology, and long-term vision, long-term planning, called the family. There will be no pyramids if there is no family. So think family, think long-term vision, and win-win, mutual respect, understanding. My brothers, my sisters, I'm very grateful for your time. Please leave your comments. I'll do my best to reply. Hotep African family.
What happened?
I don't know. Yeah. Did you get a chance to hear the brother speak on it, relationship advice?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I was just wondering if I could be heard. I wasn't hearing anything.
No, we couldn't hear you.
We could hear you. And that.
I couldn't hear her. I couldn't hear her. It was a long silence right after. Yeah.
Well, when it went off, mine just said goodbye. So anyway, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. But nevertheless, we are back. We're here. And we want you to also go to Black Talk Radio Network and donate. So that we can continue to bring you these shows throughout the day, 24 hours a day, informative radio shows like Political Prisoners, New Abolitionist Radio, just so many shows that you can listen to that will keep you up to date and informed on what's going on in the black community here, Time for Awakening. Just tune in to Black Talk Radio Network if you are sitting at home, maybe cleaning up or chilling out on your patio or something, tune in and you'll be able to listen to an array of shows. And in order for us to continue bringing you these shows, we need for you to donate to Black Talk Radio Media Network Project. Please do that and keep us on the air. So tonight we're talking about relationships, relationship advice. Why did you get married? What type of marriage situation are you in? Is it a marriage for security, sex, love, or something else? What do you think about open relationships? What do you think about arranged marriages? So we want to have some dialogue around those topics. So join in the conversation with us. So how you doing, Feather? You have a mind, body, and spirit with us for us?
Yes, I am doing fine. Namaste, everyone. Namaste, Icy Hot. Hope everybody is doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I do.
And actually, it's part of it is a recap. I always like to share a little bit of information about melanin. So I'd like to share this about eyes and melanin. And a couple of little quotes to introduce it. The eyes tell no lies. You remember that one? It's not what you're looking at.
The eyes tell no lies.
The eyes tell no lies. It is not what you're looking at. It is what you see. Two or three people could be looking at the same thing, and they each one can see something different. Look into my eyes and tell me what I am not saying, for my eyes speak louder than my voice ever will. Mm. Every closed eye is not sleep. Every open eye is not seeing. The best feeling is when you look at him and he is already staring at you.
Oh.
Real eyes realize real lies. Real eyes realize real lies. So, yes, this is about the eyes and melanin. So here's a quick recap on melanin, things that we shared with our Lotus Place listeners. And just wanted to bring everybody kind of up to date. The pineal gland secretes melanin, which regulates all your bodily functions and your glands and your rhythms. We all work on a rhythm in the body. So melanin is black to brown in color. It could be black or it could be brown, or variations in between. And it not only gives you the skin, hair, eyes, and nails this color, but it's a living molecule that is necessary for life itself. It is in the ant to the hippopotamus, from the dolphin to the lotus plant. They all contain melanin. Africans and African Americans have the highest content, and Caucasians have the least. That word is kind of tricky. Albinism.
Albinism.
It is called a gene mutation, and it is the result of not enough melanin being distributed in the body. It's called a gene mutation. It's actually listed as a gene mutation when you don't have enough melanin in your body. And so this results in albinos. And because of this, this group of people is more susceptible to diseases and are given government assistance from birth to death. Albinism can occur in any group of humans or even animals and also plants. Melanin absorbs all types of energy such as sunlight, electromagnetic music heard by the human ear, and sounds the human ear cannot hear, such as phone waves, radio waves, radar, computer radiation, X-ray, cosmic rays, ultraviolet rays, heat waves, and microwaves, etc. Caucasians are unable to perceive certain sounds and certain types of light waves due to their low concentration of this life-sustaining molecule called melanin. So certain adjustments were made to accommodate this deficiency. The eyes have it. So we usually refer to this when we're counting votes, but literally speaking, the eyes do have it, and they are the source of our life. We often take for granted that the light that passes through our environment and how it is responsible for everything we can see, feel, hear, taste, and touch, plus all the other sensations we humans are not aware of. And so scientists have discovered that light is the foundation and responsible for life. In the early 70s, scientists discovered what our ancestors already knew, that light entering the eye was not just for vision, but was also being sent to one of the most important parts of the brain, the hypothalamus. And the eyes are the most complex component of the human body. The eyes are the major access route by which light enters your body and can be mirrors for our general emotional and physical health. Now, our eyes use their basic nutritional food, which is light, to bring about health. And when you get inadequate life, that bring light, that brings about disease to the body. Light consists of more than colors that we see. Light consists of frequencies, like electric waves, radio waves, infrared, yellow, gamma rays, and cosmic rays and TV rays. So our ancients always taught both levels of vision, not just seeing, you know, what you could see with your eye, but both levels of vision. And the scientists of our day have just figured this out back in the late 1970s. Melanin is activated by light, and light enters your body through your eyes, and it goes directly to your biological clock, which is the hypothalamus. And this controls the nervous system, the endocrine system, and working together, they regulate all biological functions in humans. So the eyes are extremely, extremely important. We've got rods, R-O-D-S, in our eyes, and we also have what's called cones. So cones function mostly in the daylight hours, and they deal with the visual acuity, the clarity, and color at a high intensity, whereas rods, on the other hand, are more concerned with colorless vision, or moving at twilight and nighttime. So rods are non-visible spectrum of lights, things that you can't normally see with your naked eye, and X-rays, radio waves, things like that. Rods inform the brain and the body about which of these types of light that our body is being exposed to. So the rods are really, really important. And the rods are called rhodopsin. The rhodopsin is what gives the rods their color, okay? So it gives the rods a sort of a brown to black color. And eyes that are pale in color, this is interesting, eyes that are pale in color, ranging from pink, like in albinos, they have usually have pink or red eyes, sometimes gray, but they don't ever have brown or black, dark brown. To all ranges of hazel eyes, they have a defect in their ability to perceive complete information regarding non-visible light, light that we can't see, because they don't have enough melanin or rhodopsin, which is the color, in their rods. So in other words, the darker the eye, the more accurately the body is able to perceive the intensity and the degree of exposure to what is considered as non-visible, visible. So the rods, remember, they're colored. They see things that you don't normally see with your regular vision, things that are non-visible, and they work at night and they work at sunlight. So cosmic rays, radio waves, infrared, that's what the rods are responsible for. So individuals with darker eyes, like melanin-dominant people, like Africans and African-Americans, they have this built-in capacity to tolerate more of this non-visible spectrum, okay? In other words, they don't require sunglasses. You know, we just, most African-Americans wear sunglasses more for fashion. They don't have to wear it like Caucasians do, okay? They have to wear them to protect their eyes. And the lighter they are, as in albinos with red eyes and pink eyes, they must wear them at all times when stepping outside. So this ability allows darker eyes to respond differently in time and space based on this additional amount of information. So it has been determined scientifically that individuals with melanin in the eye have a greater capacity to know of existence of other objects and information in the atmosphere, okay, because of this rod, the coloring and the melanin, than do individuals who do not have melanated photoreceptivity in the eye. So that little piece of information sort of explains in a way this mystery about the Godan people in Africa, how they are able to chart the stars and know of stars and the galaxy, not the galaxy, but let's see, when the stars come around at a certain, every 30 years the stars come around to a certain
like
point.
Like eclipse or something,
yes,
like that? Or?
Yes, yes. Okay. They can predict that without any type of equipment, any type of mechanical equipment that we have available in our world. They know about the star systems before we do. And they have more melanin in their eyes than any other group of people that we know. So share with us, Black Rose, what you have heard of the Godan people in Africa.
Well,
I'm sure you are.
Yeah. You mentioned, you touched on what I do know about them, how they were very sophisticated when it came to astronomy, and they were the group of people that actually charted the constellations, and they were just people, I guess you could say, kind of equate their knowledge to like high technology, like what they had like in the ancient times. We would call it technology now, and I've even heard some people refer to their knowledge as almost like alien-like, because it's just
right,
so
exactly.
unfamiliar. It was just very, very advanced. They were a very advanced group of people.
Right,
and,
exactly.
I even heard some stories about like their creation stories, or like the Dogon people. They were like the water people, like the people that began in the water, and then their body adapted to the land and all that. So,
yeah.
That's basically just in a nutshell what I'm familiar with them, their abilities to be able to just really, really give us what we know now about the constellations, the Big Dipper.
Exactly. And they've been recording its movements throughout history of their tribe, you know, without any telescopes or TV or radio or any such things as that, but they know as much and more than our astronomers do, who have the equipment. They have discovered cycles like several years before we were aware of them. And no photographs were taken. It's just that they knew it, you know. And they say that, I don't know, they studied the stars just by studying them with just regular vision. So it's always been very, very mysterious to everyone as to how they got this knowledge. And no matter what kind of a solution or answer they come up with, they still have to admit that it's very strange, and it's very accurate information, very advanced information that this ancient group of people have that are in South Africa, or West Africa. Yeah, and they have concentrated amounts of melanin in their eyes, and it's been known that they're capable of receiving radio waves, you know particularly the dog star Osiris. So it's very, the eyes
you know,
are far more
I think your phone yeah, it's your phone is kind of breaking up a little bit, or it's like I hear something almost like
oh,
some
really?
Water. Yeah, and it's kind of cutting you off on a few words occasionally.
Oh.
Towards the end. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back and dig more into our topic. Thank you so much for sharing that information. I want to pick back up on that, too, because I know that there's something different like what I read like about our eyes as people that are heavily melanated. So I want to pick back up on that also when we come back. But we'll take a quick break, and you're listening to The Lotus Place. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
And we're back here at the Lotus Place Radio Show. You can call in and share your thoughts also on relationships, love, sex, marriage. 641-715-3660, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, and press pound, and then just press *61 if you'd like to jump in and share your thoughts with us. We're talking about marriage. Do you marry for love, sex, security, or something else? Open relationships. Could you be in an open relationship? So let me ask you, I say Hot and Featherlight, what do you marry for? What would you marry for? And what do you think is appropriate, in your opinion, to marry for? Or why would you marry?
Love and protection and just kind of traditional provision. Not that you can't do it for yourself, but at least someone that could do it if they had, had to.
Okay.
Because I've always been able to provide for myself, and I definitely want to respect the person and have love for them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to not be able to just have a provider who you couldn't. Didn't love and respect. So I mean, that all the emotions play a part for me.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think that I could just like have to live with someone, and I don't have any type of emotional attachment, none at all, no attraction. I mean, it's got to at least grow. To that point, I have to at least see that I can grow to love you,
right?
So,
yeah.
Something like that. But what about you, Featherlight?
I'm more in tune with Icy Hot. We both generally have the same concept on that issue when it comes to reasons why I'm I'm a romanticist at heart, so definitely love has to be involved, and also for me, I also would have to like the person. You know, sometimes you can love a person, but you just can't stand them. I want to like the person too.
Right, that's true.
So true. I love you. I hate that I love you. You know, I don't want to be like that.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. I don't like you. You jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you love them and wouldn't, help them.
Yeah, and you just feel like you can't live without them,
Yeah.
But I can't live around a lot of conflict. So I have to like the person as well as love them. And security, you know. I wouldn't just marry a person just for security. I would marry them in addition, you know, security. Two is always better than one. I mean, yeah, you know, I could, you know, struggle and do by myself, but it's always good to have a partner.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost always easier to have a partner. If you come up lacking, they'll say, I got your back. And if they come up lacking, you know, you got their back. So it's always less stress on both, you know, when that's important. So, and for me, a little passion don't hurt. You know, I want to be passionate about the person. I want my toes to you know, wiggle, you know, when I'm thinking about them or talking about them. I want when they walk in, I want my eyes to light up. Yes. And when I'm talking about them, my voice has a little lilt in them, you know. And you know,
you have this little smile on your face.
Yeah, everybody knows I love them, you know.
That's your boo.
And not one of those temporary things, you know, like when you first meet them and it lasts for about 6 months or maybe a year. But I wanted to, you know, be ongoing. Yeah. So I know that's a lot, but that's what I want. That's what I would go for.
I don't think that that's a lot. I think that that's just the beginning of a list. A very good list, though, because I think that it's okay for us to have as many specifics and requirements that we would like to have, that we would like to experience with our mate in a relationship.
Yeah, after all, it is a relationship.
It's a relationship. This is somebody that I have to relate with and to. So, I like what you said about the security part and the piece on how you feel when you're speaking about that person.
But you know, too, the protection part is so critical. You know, it's just probably as important as the provision part for me. So. I mean, and I think that's why our country, with our nation of black people, African American people right now, is in such turmoil, because there's been no covering over the black woman. The protection part is lil and nil.
Yes, it's like the cover of protection. Somebody just came and just snatched it away, and we're like exposed to all these darts being thrown at us, you know. And it's like, where's our help? Where's our backup? Where's our fort? You know.
And you can speak about how we're affected when we don't feel like we're protected. We fix our root chakra and just completely throws us
all off like that. Exactly.
Well, we're expending energy in the wrong way that we don't, you know.
Exactly.
Energy is expended in a different manner than what it should be.
Exactly.
In the natural way that we're arranged, I think.
Right.
You have to become the warrior woman. Hey, no problem.
We're spending a lot of time staying grounded, working on that root chakra. Because it's being affected so much as it is right now, that we can't move up the scale to the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, you know, in the seventh chakra, and evolve like we're supposed to be doing right now, because that first chakra is all off.
Off whack.
Yes.
In balance.
Right. Totally out of balance. Totally out of balance.
Yeah,
you know, you got to feel safe and secure. That's the first one. That's how we're walking around on this earth. It's the body, you know. We have got to be rooted.
you've got to be rooted. A plant just can't be out there all willy-nilly, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got to have the roots in the ground, and then it can go up further to the sky.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny little thought that I had. You know, I went to the emergency room a couple of weeks ago, and when you go into there, they ask you these questions, and one of the questions is, do you feel safe at your home? And what popped into my head to say, but I didn't say it, I'm a black woman in America. Hecky no, I don't feel safe. Where am I safe at, a black woman in America? And wanted to go, and I said, no, I'm not going to say that. I just chuckled and then went on, of course.
That is something to think about. You know, look at me. What do
I, what do I know?
You answer that yourself. Look at me.
Yeah. Do you? Who do you see here? Black women in America.
Yes.
Anything can happen to me at any given time.
Yeah, at any given time. Nobody would give a whistle.
And nobody would flying turkey kill about. You know, but your loved ones, family, friends, you know.
Of course. No, but the other people, they'll just drive by you like they drove by that little grandmama that was getting beat up by that white cop on the side of L.A. You just getting just sucker punched, not even sucker punched, just beat down on the ground by a grown-ass man sitting on top of you, probably having some type of psychotic episodes of, I hate you, but I love you, black woman deal. I hate you, but I love you. Right. I hate you, but I want you, with your black fine ass. You know? Yes, right.
You make me want to throw up. You make me want to kiss you.
I hate you so much, I want to rape you.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Pull up your blouse and let me see your tits.
Psychosis.
Right.
I mean, that's just crazy, beating this woman up on the side of the road. Delta Cougar is with us. What's up, Delta? We were talking about marriage and what do we marry for, security, love, sex, or something else, and open relationships. And arranged marriages, Delta. We know what Delta would marry for, pretty much.
Well, y'all know Delta Cougar would marry strictly for money. I don't even have to be in love. I don't even have to be in love with you. I can marry you strictly for money. But once you begin to... I'm just keeping it real, like the young folks say.
Always.
And when you have the money, I learn to love you, because if you take care of me, any woman that's not crazy in their right mind, if a man taking care of them, you automatically fall in love with them. And the Bible said when a man take care of his family, his wife automatically loves him.
Well, so, I would have to disagree with that now. I mean, I know some women will, but I'm one of those crazy ones that you just mentioned. I guess I must be, because I didn't have the opportunity to have someone take care of me, but I knew that I would not love them in the way that they needed to be loved, in the way they deserved to be loved. I will not take all of your money and just love you just because you're giving me money. I can like it. I can like the fact that you're doing it, and I can even spend some time with you. But promising you that I'm going to fall in love with you, you may not arouse me that way. You know, I may not even like your little habits to the point that it just gets on my last nerve. I'm sorry. I may not be able to live with somebody. I may not be able to live with someone who will give me every material thing that I want. That's just...
Well, could you... Let me ask you this. Let's put a twist on it. Could you be with that person and then have your side piece?
You mean actually live in the same house with that person every day?
Yeah, could you be married to that person that's taking care of you, but you said, like, you say, for instance, you never did grow to love that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So would you just go out and get you a little side piece and still remain well taken care of with your husband,
but just have your little hot boy on the side.
Well, that depends on if I've got to be sneaky. I don't like to do a lot of sneaking. I'm past that. I don't want to have to just cut it short like, oh, I got to get home and when I want to spend the night. If I want to spend the night, I want to spend the night. I don't want to have to fall asleep, wake up, oh, God, it's 2 o'clock, let me get home. Then sneaking in, hoping I don't wake him up and him giving me the dirty look, where you been? No. Now, if he just happens to say, baby, I know you don't love me, and you probably never will. If you want to get your little side piece on the side, that's okay with me. If he says all of that, then, you know, you got a different story. But for sneaking and hiding, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do. I'm too grown. I'm a grown-ass woman. I am not going to be sneaking and hiding from my husband. No.
Now, you see, you take Delta Cougar. Now, Delta Cougar wouldn't even cheat. And I meant this. I wouldn't even cheat. I'm a true person. As long as you taking care of me and providing for me, I'm going to be truthful, and I'm going to take care of my man. And this is what I don't want someone where I got to, you're going to give me a wet tail, but and then I still got to worry about a light bill. You're going to give me a wet tail, I got to worry about a house note. You're going to give me a wet tail and can't even buy me a cold drink. You're going to give me a wet tail and can't even pay no bills in the house. I can go out in the street and get a piece of wet tail anywhere. But I want to get some tail where I'll be happy. And then as long as you providing for me and taking care of me, I'm happy.
Well, I'm not going to get a wet tail and no money either. We said security.
Let me back up again. Because, see, if he bring the money home, he going to have security because he got someone right here that's not going to swim with it. He got someone right here going to master it and going to let it make more.
Delta, you sure are a young gold digger, because we're not talking about security for money. That's all on your mind is money. We're talking about security for protection, to feel secure and protected.
Like she said, if the money is there, she's gonna feel secure. She's not gonna feel.
That's right. She don't care nothing about that.
She gonna make them just fall in love.
And then now on top of that, I buy a security guard and
When you got money,
when you tell them, hey, go out and bust his head, go out and do this and go out and do that, they're gonna bust that head and come on back and tell you I took care of it, boss.
She thinks that money isn't everything, but it's ahead of whatever is in second place.
Can you tell me the other questions, Black Rose?
Marriage for security, love, sex, or something else, and open relationships. What do you think about open relationships? Could you be?
No, I can't go there now.
Let me just play this little clip, just a little bit on. Let me see if I can find this one. This right here. This is on Jada Pinkett Smith. A lot of people always say that they have an open relationship. Her and Will Smith. Let's just hear. I think this is
and Hillary Clinton. And Bill Clinton, they say that's always been an open relationship.
Recently, Jada Pinkett Smith did an interview, and the interviewer brought up the rumor about her open marriage. I'm going to roll the clip.
Rumors, there's a persistent rumors of y'all, though, right?
Always. Yeah. I love them.
The persistent ones, y'all have an open relationship.
Yes.
That's the most persistent one.
And that's the one that many of us appeal to when we try to get our own situation, right? Like, look, you want Will and Jada? Well, yeah. Is it true, first of all?
No, I think that people get that idea because Will and I are very relaxed with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think because, you know, from how I've answered questions of, girl, you know, mm-hmm. what would you do if he came home and this and that, or, you know, being married to a big superstar like Will, how do you deal with other women? And my answer is always, I've always told Will, you can do whatever you want as long as you can look at yourself in the mirror and be okay.
Wow.
Okay? Because at the end of the day, Will is his own man. I'm here as his partner, but he is his own man. He has to decide who he wants to be. And that's not for me to do for him.
Mm.
Or vice versa.
I was going to say, does that go to...
Absolutely.
Because I remember Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee had a similar kind of conversation.
Absolutely.
But from what Ruby Dee told me...
I love Ruby Dee. It was much more, but I could look
himself in the mirror, but she wasn't comfortable making the same types of decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes there's not the balance in the relationship. You just have a different type of balance. Absolutely.
But I think that that just comes from respecting that you're in a partnership, but that you also are an individual as well.
So you see how she answered that man's question about an open relationship? So basically she told Will Smith, you can do it if you don't feel bad about yourself, like... That's the green light to do it. Like, why would you throw that psychology at him like that? Because most men who having sex and a woman giving the green light, there ain't no feelings attached to it. It's just an act of. Like, I don't understand why she feel that's okay. Now, I've heard other women that's in the industry say to their men, look, if you do something, I better not find out about it. So basically, what they tell them is, you could do it, I just better not hear about it. Because I know you're going to do it. So they have an open marriage. Like, how can you have an open marriage? Like, me personally, I couldn't have no open marriage. I wouldn't do that.
Well, but listen, I don't think she meant it that way. I don't think she meant it that way. If you go back and play it and listen real careful, I think she's just saying, okay, you your own man. And Will, you have to look at yourself. If you can, is basically what she's saying. You go out and you cheat. That's on you. You're not a. You got to look at yourself. If you're a decent man, you wouldn't do that because you got to respect yourself. You got to look at yourself with. I think she's saying what's inside of you. If you're a decent person, that's basically what she's saying. If you're a true decent husband and decent father, you got to look at yourself within yourself. That's all she's saying. And if you look at yourself and a real man, a decent man, ain't going to want to go out and do stuff like that. To me, that's the way I get from it. Somebody else may take it a different way, but that's what I think she's saying. Use a decent man, and if you respect yourself, you have to look in the mirror and you have to present yourself. That's the way I take it. I don't think she's saying it's okay to have a relationship. I think she's saying to him, you your own man, and if you want to be a decent man, basically what she's saying. Because if she ain't got to give him the green light, a man going to do what he want to do anyway. But what she's saying, but basically to me, she's just saying, Will, if you saying that you's an honest and decent man, you have to look at yourself every morning in the mirror. That's basically what she's saying.
See,
because don't
be
you know you're
going
to have self-conscious.
May I say something, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd like to kind of add on, piggyback on to what Dr. Kugel was saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you are a decent and honest man, okay, in my opinion, everybody does not have the same moral values. Some people may feel that this is, to them, decent. You know, some men may feel that it's okay to sleep with the hooker. And you know, it's okay. They may not have any regrets about it, whatsoever. I know a lot of men who do some crazy things, and they have no regrets about it. They can look at themselves in the mirror the next day, and they won't feel bad because of their moral values are different from what you think. Like, some people are okay with open relationships. I myself, I'm not okay with open relationships, but that doesn't mean that I'm right. You know, it doesn't mean that that my values are better than theirs, and they won't think that necessarily feel that theirs are not decent. It's just that's how they look at it. You know, there are a lot of couples who do freestyle relationships, and you know, you sleep with his wife and he sleeps with your wife, and they're okay with that. They can look at themselves in the mirror the next day, kiss each other the next day, be happy, you know, and that's okay with them. So I really don't necessarily feel that she is saying go ahead and sleep on with somebody, you know, but you know that that's bad. But she's just saying to her, you know, if you feel good about what you're doing, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you feel good about what you're doing, okay, then just keep. She didn't say how is that going to affect me. She didn't say, how do you think that's going to make me feel when I know you're out messing around. She's saying, you, if you're okay with it, then go right on ahead. And then also she's emphasizing, which I think is important too, I don't own you and you don't own me. We have a partnership, but I can't really, you know, own your every movement. You're a grown man, you do what you think is right, you know. So that's what I got out of it, and it still leaves a little bit of a question in my mind, and quite frankly, it's their business. You know, if they've made an agreement that, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is the line that we're not going to cross. That's their business.
Yeah, really, what you decide what the parameters of your relationship, whether it's open or closed. But I have to agree with both of you on analysis on Jada. Excuse me one second. Okay, and I don't think that she was giving him permission to go
okay.
out, cheat or anything.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And guess what? Goodbye, Ice.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then another thing is, what woman, what decent woman and decent man wants to share their husband or their wife? And really,
I have to disagree with you on that now, Delta, because
I do too.
People have different behaviors.
But I'm just saying,
that's what you call decent. Some people are turning their opinion.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it like that, but that's true. Well, I put it like, for me, I say me, for instance, me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to share my husband. I don't want to share my husband. And I'm pretty sure my husband don't want to share me. And I don't want to share him because I have to do everything in my power to stay focused on my one relationship. How can I stay focused? Because listen, when you go take up with another person, feelings get involved. Don't let nobody tell you that you can go home after a while and start up a relationship and just keep it going and keep it going, and feelings after a while ain't going to begin to take over. There's going to be some liking some kind of way at your home.
Yeah, certainly. But, does that mean that that will prevent people from having, like, an open relationship? Or what about people, like, say, in different parts of Nigeria where they can have more than one wife? And some of the wives, although they may want to spend time with that husband by themselves and do have opportunities like that, but some women feel that it's very helpful to have the extra wives to help with the household duties and the children and bring more money and income into the family. And also to help with the bedroom wifey duties. Sometimes they appreciate that help. It's like, I really don't feel like it tonight. Can you sub for me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not because, literally like that, but that's what it is.
Yeah, and really in a lot of those cultures, especially in the ancient times, the women, when they would have when they were pregnant, okay, they didn't have sex for the 9 months they were pregnant. Mm-hmm. Then it's like a whole certain, I think like 7 or 8 months after that, or like the whole time that they're nursing or something, that they couldn't have sex either. And this is just in some cultures, some of the ancient African cultures. So the man, this is why they justified having another wife. So the man had to have another wife so that he could still have sex and procreate during that time. Otherwise, it's like a whole year or two that the woman was not having sex with her man, having any type of relation. So they did have other women. Now, me personally, I like to be number one. That's just how I am. I like to be number one, and I would feel some kind of way if I knew I had to share my mate with someone else, or I knew that he was splitting his time and money with somebody else.
Yeah,
problem.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I'm the same way on that. I can't do the sharing
because they can barely take care of one.
Only that one.
But what if
he
can take care of four? What if he could take it with? Hold on. Now, Icy Hot, we heard you calling out number 202. We heard you talking about you're going to call a person back. You got to make sure you have your phone on mute now, Icy Hot, because we're hearing all of those ancillary conversations and whatnot. Okay, Icy Hot?
You know what? It was on mute. I apologize for that.
Okay.
We heard you, though.
You know what? I thought I heard something on here, but I was saying, I know this isn't coming through and it's on mute, but next time I just have to not answer it.
Oh, maybe that was...
But you know who that was, and if you don't answer they phone, you know...
What's going to happen? They're going to come through the phone and smack you on your head?
Might. Just might.
No. Don't make the phone. Don't be a slave to the phone. Let them know that you're on the radio show. They may not know,
Aja. We don't know what's going on.
Yes, they do know I'm on the radio
show. Thank you.
Well, if they knew, then they really should not have been calling then.
I thought it was an emergency. Okay.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen and audience.
Let's get back into our topic, y'all.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that you were saying there, number one means, if you're number one, that means there's a number two, three, four, and not many more. I say one and only.
I said one and only.
Yeah, got to be one and only. I ain't got time for that. If you want to hang loose, you should just hang loose and leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, go alone and do what you do. That's fine.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
And that person that thought they could hang out for a year and they could not hang out for a year to procreate in their custom, if they probably hang out for a year, they'd be able to handle her when she did come back online.
I want to ask you ladies this goes to our sex part. If there are any children in the room, they need to leave. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Has anyone ever heard of the grapefruit technique?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Now, this is getting a little explicit. Now, this is a grapefruit technique. We want people to have a happy, healthy, wholesome relationship. So, I mean, we know that this is a part of sexual intimacy for some people, and I want everybody to be perfect when they're performing this particular act. So we're going to listen to this, what's her name? Miss Angel, I believe. And Delph, I know you'll appreciate this.
Now, this is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head, and fucking him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. So what you need to do is you need to, of course, have a grapefruit. You want to make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter and it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, what you want to do is make sure the grapefruit is room temperature. All you have to do is put it in warm water. Do not microwave it. Do not boil it. Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to do is roll it. The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it up a little bit. The juicier, the better. Then what you're going to do is you're going to find the navel. There's two navels to the grapefruit. Once you do that, you're going to place it on the plate, and the navel's on the outside. You want to take a knife, and you actually want to cut one side of that navel off. Now, all this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation because I'm going to tell you that a little bit later. It's a trick. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take it to the other side and do the same thing. So you should have a grapefruit that has two sides missing just like this. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit approximately the size of your man's penis. Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Then what you want to do is you're going to take the knife midway down and make sure it goes all the way through. All you want to do is make a nice hole in the middle of the grapefruit. Now if you take it and make it too big, that's okay because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina. And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push the flesh back. It's just grapefruit. Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? If you came to the bedroom with a grapefruit, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that. So this is what you do. Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to suck your dick blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. So now, your man is in the bed. You have the grapefruit already prepared under the bed. He smells the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do. Once he's nice and erect, what you're going to do is replace the grapefruit from your mouth. You're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time. Now, ladies, remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight while you're sucking his dick. Now, once you're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he still has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But he'll never say stop. All he's going to be thinking is, I could have been fucking a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
Wow.
And that's the grapefruit technique.
I love it.
The grapefruit technique. So go to the store and get your ruby red grapefruit.
Ruby red. Nice and juicy.
And you can try that to keep it hot and spicy in the bedroom. That's if you're into that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not, then I'm going to also try to find some videos that are maybe less explicit, whereas, you know, that's not the, what is this? That's not the act, oral sex. Because there's so many other ways that you can arouse each other and have a lovely time in the bedroom. Take a feather and just, well, tickle your partner's body with a feather. Do something playful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is something else? Play footsies in the bed and touch each other. Just touch. No sex, maybe, or prolong the act by just touch. Touch and talk.
And use oils. You can use oil and just mm-hmm. make designs on his body. Write his name on mm-hmm. on his body with oils. Mm-hmm. Give his lingo a nice hand massage, just as you would his arm. Just massage his penis, you know, with the oils, that's mm-hmm. with your hand,
that's good. That's always good.
Yeah. Sure
and,
it is.
And you could massage his body with your body without penetration. That would drive him wild.
Like maybe spread some coconut oil on each of your bodies and then just
rub your body, rub your breast across his, and rub all of your body from head to toe all across his, just giving him a full body massage with your body, but no penetration yet. You know, that's very good sex foreplay. Very good foreplay.
Delta Cougar, you think if you tried that with Papa, you think he may kind of want to do a little something?
No, now I'm gonna be honest now. Delta wouldn't try that at all. No, I wouldn't try that. That's a little too far out for me, right there. No, I wouldn't do that. You don't need me lying to you. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so what about the oils and the body rubbing? What do Christian?
I never done it before. I never done nothing like the oils and stuff.
Oh, but would you consider it? Would you consider it? You know, some fragrant of it all over his body. You know, just first you give him a hand massage with your hands and just kind of, you know, I'm sure he's under some stress sometimes, and that would always make him feel good. And then after you massage his body with your hand, just lie on top of him, and your body is already full of oil, and just rub your body across his, rub it in circles, you know, just like you're kind of, you know, almost slow dancing in the bed. With some soft music going on in the background, candlelight, fragrance in the air, and then you just kind of moving your body to the rhythm. You know?
Yeah, that sounds good, but my papa ain't that type of person.
But how do you know if you've never done it?
Believe me, I know.
Yes, she says she wants to sleep with him. Well, what about arranged marriages? These ladies.
I agree.
I want to hear your thoughts on arranged marriage.
I like it.
Yeah, well, in my organization, and Holiness, back in the early years, many years ago, Holiness people, when they got married, their mother-in-laws, like my friend girl, her mother-in-law saw her at church and went and approached her and told her, said, I have a son that I want you to meet. And you would make my son the perfect wife. And she brought her son to meet her, and they've been married 40 years.
Forty years.
So back in the church, they did that, because a lot of times they would tell you, don't marry that into that family right there. I want you to marry this family right here. And back then, a lot of kids listened to their parents. But this day and time, kids don't listen. So it's nothing wrong with arranged marriages. I don't see anything wrong with it. I know a doctor that I used to work for. He was from India. And they was arranged marriage. She said that both families, her family was wealthy, and her husband had family had to be way wealthier. They had to be way more richer than her family was. And she said they wasn't allowed to marry anybody below their means. They had to marry somebody other, and she never saw him. Yeah, and he never saw her father and them, and they just arrange it. And she said, and when they first got together, all the families come together. Not they can never date or be alone by themselves. All of them would come at the same time, and all the families would be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, and that's the way they were entertained.
Mm.
And so I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't see anything wrong with it either. I actually think that we should go back to arranged marriages, because some of us don't seem to know how to pick mates. So maybe we should rely on the wisdom of the elders to help find a mate.
And then a lot of times, people know people in the community, and they'll
mm-hmm.
tell you, hey, don't marry into that family right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Because I remember my son told me, and he didn't tell me, my son told me this later. He said that he was visiting this girl, and he was about 15, and he was visiting this girl. And this is a true story. This is a true story. And my son, he didn't really understand, but I understood once he told me the story. He said this man saw him over at this girl house. And he said the man lived about 3 houses over from this girl, the girl that he was going to see. He said the elderly man called him over and said, son, what are you doing over here? Said, I never seen you here before. He said, who is your parents, and who, you know, where you came from? So my son said he told the man that his daddy was a pastor, who his daddy was, and blah, blah, blah. And said the man told him these words. Said the elderly man told him, said, son, you get away from that family. You come from a good family. You don't need to be with that family. Son, don't you come back over here. Even though the man told my son didn't stop going. But the elderly man warned my son.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened just like he found out later, just like the elderly man said.
He should have stayed away from the family.
Yeah, because the elderly man was trying to tell. He didn't just come right out and tell my son. But I, as an older person, I knew what the man was saying. Really, the man was telling my son this family was no good.
Mm-hmm.
These girls was no good.
Mm-hmm.
But he just didn't come right out and say it. And
yeah,
people
well.
Did that back in that day, and, you know, in the neighborhood. And, you know, if you had a person in the family that in the community was a bad family, other people in the community warned the other people in that community, say, hey, don't you go over there with them, blah, 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 don't you do this, don't you do this. You know, we was taught that, but now we
yeah.
not taught that.
Everybody knew
now,
that was a family
that
bad
you stayed away
family,
from.
And you need to stay away from them. They're into this, that, or the other. It's a gambling
mm-hmm.
house, a prostitution house, or
right.
they're thieves or something. You know, stay away
mm-hmm.
from them.
And people listen,
right.
but
they're mental health issues,
crazy.
Mental health
mm-hmm.
issues.
Anything.
Just stay away from them. Yeah,
always going to jail.
Always going to jail. Always have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So stay away yeah. from that crazy family. Exactly. So
I think it's a good thing.
I certainly do. I know in some Indian cultures they still have the arranged marriage. I have to do some research on like the different
you
cultures.
You have a lot of you still have a lot of people overseas does it right now. Over in what's the man named Gaddafi? When they killed Gaddafi, they wasn't allowed because this was brought out in a biography that they did. Gaddafi and them kids, they didn't marry outside of the family. They married cousins, and his daughter, Gaddafi's daughter, married his sons. It's one of his brother's sons, and they married
now
like
the
that.
Philippines do that too. They marry cousins because they are keeping the money in the family.
Rather than taking it outside, like some people do, and then wife steal all your, take all your money through alimony.
Well, you know, every time
you.
You're absolutely correct, Black Rose.
Uh-huh.
Every time a black man gets some money, and he go to making some money, and the white and the black girls, they takes it out of their culture. The black race is not good anymore. Only the white race is good enough for them to spend their money on.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you for this great dialogue. Any closing comments on open marriages? Should we keep them closed? Should we, if it's a man or a woman for that matter, that you know you're not ready to just be with one person, should you just go ahead on and tell your mate, hey, listen, I love you, I love being with you, I want to be with you, but I also want to be with this person also. In fact, on Scandal, Kerry Washington's character.
Oh, yeah.
She actually told one of her men, she said, I want to stand in the sun with you, and I want to, whatever, be with you too, or whatever, have some kind of pimp game she ran down on. She told him, I'm going to stand in the sun with this man, but I'm going to be with you too. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, she was honest about it.
Exactly.
Well, you won't find any men that would be honest about that, although that's what some of them do on a pretty regular basis. And they ruin people's lives and get them caught up in all these triangles and crap and, you know, and I say, for me, a marriage is open. Why don't you just stay unmarried and just be open? I mean, mm-hmm. unless I maybe kind of see it if people have been married a long time and then something happens in the relationship that causes them to not want to be with each other, and then they don't want to start fighting over stuff and they just, you know, kind of just live on, which is what some people do.
Mm-hmm.
But open marriage, I don't think I could do that one. It wouldn't be open. It would just be, you know,
the graveyard would be open.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you feel like you still want to have other relationships with people, relations with other people, that's fine. We just don't need to be married.
Right. It's just not why. The marriage is supposed to be marriage. Not. It just doesn't set well. I don't understand it. But maybe I have something I don't understand.
But
I don't know.
I do know of men, and now they weren't married, but I've known of men that are honest, and they said, you know, I'm only into open relationships. I will date you, and I will date somebody else, too. And I respected that. I respected the fact that they were honest and open about it and told me, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah,
versus
well,
me
good.
Thinking I'm the only
one. I respect
one.
That. Right, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous business nowadays.
Oh, yes. Well,
it's not healthy.
Well, the young folks, they open with everybody.
Some of them are.
The majority of them are. They don't care.
Some of them are. I don't know what percentage.
Well, let me just share this, ladies, before we close out tonight. Do not use talcum powder, and tell your friends, do not use talcum powder. The talcum powder companies are being sued now because their talcum powder, they knew that it was causing ovarian cancer. So, you know, it's beginning to be summertime, a little warm outside, and we put a little powder on us. I know down here in the South, that's how we do it, Delta. Put a little powder in those little areas so you won't sweat and perspire too much. Well,
yes,
don't use
my mother
talcum
used
powder.
To love to do that.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, I mean, talcum powder and Vaseline,
those were
the staples.
Yeah.
No, so.
I used to use talcum powder, but I stopped when I learned that it's okay to sweat because sweating is good and releases toxins and stuff. But I did used to use talcum powder specifically for that. It was just the better part of powder that they say. Or said that, you know, for perspiration.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that with everyone. Mm-hmm.
And you can just Google it. You can Google that. I know the commercials here in Houston have been running it like 24 hours a day because a lady
died
from
ovarian. They have a class action lawsuit going on, too, for that
right.
happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Feather Light. Thank you, Icy Hot. And thank you, Delta. And we will be back on Sunday. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, listeners. And we hope that you have a very, very prosperous and beautiful weekend. Peace and good luck.
Namaste.
Namaste.